The news soon spread around the village and women began to gather at their gates. Have you heard? No. What? About poor Miss Flynn. Been and drowned herself down in the pond. You just can't mean it. Yeah, Fred Bates found her. He's just been drinking tea in our kitchen. I can't believe it, you know. I only saw her last week. I know. I saw her just yesterday. I said, good morning, Miss Flynn. And she said, good morning, Mrs. Ayres. You know, like she always did. But she was down in the town only Friday, it was. I saw her in the home in Colonial. Poor, sad creature. Whatever made her do it? Such a lovely face she had. So good to our boys and all. She was kindness itself to think of her lying there. Miss Flynn was drowned. The women looked at me, listening. I stole off and ran down the lane. I was dry with excitement and tight with dread. I just wanted to see the pond. A group of villagers, including my sisters, stood gaping down at the water. The pond was flat and green and empty, and a smudge of milk clung to the reeds. I hid in the rushes, hoping not to be seen, and stared at that seething stain. This was the pond that had choked Miss Flynn.